The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Hi, John.
We have had a tremendous show.
Yes, we have. It's been
with Barbara and Carol this morning as the authors of Over 60, Shades of Grey, and then with Lauren Suma, who honestly, she does such tremendous work in the town as an advocate. And, you know, it's very frustrating. You know, some people just put an extension on the house or put up a fence very leisurely. And it's, we touched on it. But some people, it's very important and timely.
And
it can be very stressful.
Mm-hmm,
and so you want to take care of it and do it properly. And that's why, you know, this radio program does such, honestly, it's such a wealth of information. And I always have to give Christina the credit for it because she puts on the best guests. That's it. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. And then, of course, last week we weren't on. And I have a broken windshield.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, somebody smashed it because they were so damn mad that the Christian show was on. They said, are you that guy from the radio? I said, yeah. Smash the windshield.
Oh,
they said, no Christina
good.
Lou, no windshield.
Wow.
So I got the windshield fixed. I said, we'll be back next week. Oh, so it's better.
So
it's but
good.
You can't go through the town of North Hempstead and have dissed Christina.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Christina Lou Show.
Hello. What a great show.
It really was. It was wonderful.
I mean, there were certainly a lot of laughs shared, which was really great. But, you know, Barbara and Carol was such a, you know, their story, it really goes hand in hand with kind of our message, you know, that we're always saying,
right.
You know. And their friendship and how it happened. Well, not that message. But it's really, you know, they were just funny, and they're really making the best of life, and it just shows that no matter what age you are, to do these kind of fun things. And of course, Lauren's always fabulous and educational in her little talks too.
Right, right. I think the interesting thing, it's so funny when you, and seniors, you don't want to look back because that's depressing. I don't mean it's depressing, but yet your history is what makes you who you are today.
Yes,
so it's that combination of you can dwell on, oh my God, that happened. I mean, Ten Commandments, say. Perfect example, Ten Commandments and Giant. Both those movies go back some time. And you had an interesting experience with
I'm getting this thing with Charlton Heston.
Right.
And years ago, I was traveling across the country, and I was maybe 18 years old, and traveling with a buddy, and we stopped in Los Angeles, and I got this little book that says, you know, oh, where all the movie stars live.
Mm-hmm.
So on a joke, we said, oh, we drive around, and there's Charlton Heston's home, right there. So I walked up, knocked on the door. He opens up the door, and he says, hi, yes, can I help you? And I was dumbstruck because I didn't expect, I thought it was someone else, not him, not the Ten Commandments. So I said, hi, I said, and he was so pleasant. He said, after we spoke for a few minutes, he says, you know, thank you for visiting me.
Oh.
What a gentleman. It was just a lovely experience.
Maybe what Styles is his name? Maybe you could call it out.
Listen, that'd be
and
great.
Ten Commandments, that premiered on 1056.
1056.
That was the premiere of the Ten Commandments.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good day. It's a good number. It's a good number.
Solid number.
It is a good number. 1056. Would that be like 1056 would be the date, like October?
October 56, but it's also a number. It could be hours, too.
It could be hours.
Yeah, hours.
Could be days.
Could be days.
Days. Days to what? Days from
or could
what?
Be hours from.
Hours from.
Hours That's, from.
It could be. Hours from something we're aware of?
Yeah, I would say.
Could that be from my birthday?
Your birthday.
Got it.
We finally got somebody who can work with me on
there
this.
There you go. John's
trying,
so excited.
Oh, you did good.
Yeah,
I like this.
Made John's day. There you go.
Bonus.
First, I'm getting I get this, Nomia.
There we go. That's good. We're glad to have Jerry back.
Thank you.
I know. He has a lot of nerve running around Florida. Oh, you know, it's been a couple of months.
I tell you, it's wonderful down there. There's so many New York people down in Florida. And everybody just wants to be so happy.
Well, like, that's nice.
Like in this studio. Yeah. Everyone is happy.
Right. That's all we can do,
it's
right?
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's been great.
Well, we are glad you're back.
Thank you,
as always.
Christina.
It always
Thank
adds
so
a lot
much.
To the show. So, and then this week, it's certainly been full force in North Hempstead. This weekend is the Asian American Festival, which is quite the amazing, amazing day. There's all different kinds of activities. It's... there's China, India, Japan, Korea, and Pakistan. There's different food, different performances, different things being sold. So I really recommend people go. It's going to be Saturday, May 18th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park. The parking fee is $10 cash and $7
cash
credit card. I had to laugh because I overheard in my office someone talking, saying, "This is so confusing. It says $10." I said, "Well, I have the answer for that because we've been figuring that out." But I really recommend people go and check it out. It's always a wonderful event, and the performances are amazing.
What Jerry doesn't know is it's $10. What is it?
Cash.
$10 cash, yes. Or $7 on the credit card. It's usually reverse.
That's true.
The town doesn't want cash.
Right.
So they want to get away from cash because there's complications of too much cash floating around. So it's the reverse. They actually charge you a penalty for cash.
That's funny. You know what I love about this, Christina? You know I've traveled a lot.
Yes.
I've been to like five continents and 56 countries.
I went to New Jersey once.
That's good too. that's a place I have not been to. And you come to a festival like this and you really enjoy the cultural performances and getting a feel for the cultures. And that's what traveling is all about,
yeah,
too.
And that's, you know, and North Hempstead, we always say this on the show, really has an extremely diverse population.
Yes,
so all these different areas, you know, they're really present in certain parts of North Hempstead. And I think it's just nice to kind of celebrate and make everyone aware. It's a fun day. It's supposed to be beautiful. So
I
think everyone should definitely check that out. So that is Saturday, May 18th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
And then we could really keep you busy because the following weekend is the Memorial Day fireworks. So that is going to be May 25th. The program begins at 6 p.m. The fireworks are at 9:15 p.m. And that's also at North Hempstead Beach Park. We just really... if you go, we certainly always say go early because
it's on Saturday?
Yes, Saturday, May 25th.
Go Friday.
Yeah.
Be safe. Go Friday.
Oh, we could just leave now.
I like Jerry.
It's a really good spot. But it's really a fun event. And it's certainly what we always encourage. It's nice for the whole family to go. And there's free parking for veterans and active duty military.
Okay. Wonderful.
Which is really a great thing that North Hempstead's doing. And you're able to pick up these parking passes until May 23rd. You can get it at Clinton G. Martin Park, the Town Clerk's Office, the Yes We Can Community Center, or Michael J. Tully Park. You just need to show your VA card, and you'll get these parking pass, which I think is certainly something that's really wonderful that the town does.
It is wonderful.
So absolutely check that out because it should be a wonderful, wonderful event. Hopefully the weather is nice as well. And we never get to this because we always run out of time.
I know.
But next week, I really just want to tell people to tune in. We'll be having another great show. We're going to have on the Administration for Community Living because May is on top of Building Safety Month, which I did not know. I mean, it is also Older Americans Month.
Do you remember Barry Klitzberg?
Yes.
Who was on the show?
Yes.
I got Barry's name from Kathleen.
Really?
Yeah, I called her first, and she said, like, Barry would be the better person than me.
Huh.
So I saw her name. I don't know who she is. I've never met her, but I've spoken with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I like when it all comes full circle. But I reached out to them because I love Older American Month, and this theme is Connect, Create, Contribute. The theme. So she will be coming on and telling us a little bit about that because there's all different activities that go into that and a different spreading the word, which I think is really lovely. And we're going to have on Anne Hirsch will be our co-host and also our guest because Anne is a retired speech therapist. So May is also Better Hearing and Speech Month. So she's going to come on and she's going to bring someone actually on that she's worked with that has these different speech-generated devices. that you'll introduce us with. We'll hopefully be able to kind of do it on air. See how that goes. Could be an exciting show. We'll see how we're gonna see how we do this. And then of course we have Old Time Radio and Talk of the Town. But I really want people to. I certainly like to promote it because we never get to say what next week is.
I know. In the beginning we used to, but we just seem to end
abruptly. But there's a lot of great programming. We are fully booked into July now, which is crazy.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's really crazy. But it's all good stuff. You know, we're trying to stay ahead of the game. But also shows that are going to be coming up. We're going to have someone coming on talking about tinnitus, if you want to say it that way. And Lyme disease, which one of our, Dr. Marlene Levy, who's our co-host, actually referred these two organizations
because she
struggled with both of them.
And these two agencies, she's
such an advocate and does a lot of research, certainly. Have really, like, you know, made a difference in her life and helped her on the road to recovery. So that will be on. We're going to also have on the Town North Hempstead Recycling Commissioner is going to come on for solid waste management because that's always the hot topic amongst our seniors. I know Otto will give a shout out, was fascinated by the brochure that was sent to Hempstead residents about recycling. And, you know, Supervisor Bosworth had actually touched upon it when she was here because there's so many things. I remember we were all, like, shocked with, you know, if you really don't clean out certain things, we might as well just throw it in the garbage because it's not going to be recycled. So, you know, you think, you know, you throw your jar of sauce in the recycling bin, but if that's not washed out, you know, essentially they can't be recycled. So it's really an interesting kind of thing. So that will be also coming in June. We will have on an organization talking about the need for mind and memory apartments and memory care for seniors. That will be on. And we will have an organization, because June is Pride Month, we're going to have the Gender Equality of New York will be on. I think you actually gave me that name, John, for that person.
Julie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
And we're going to have one of our fabulous nurses, Kelly, coming on, talking about summer safety tips. And, of course, we're going to have our Parks Department on, talking about the summer concerts and programs. And we're also going to have someone coming on talking about preventing dehydration in seniors, because that is a humongous issue across the board, any age. I've seen it really does detrimental things. You know, we used to deal with that with my grandfather all the time. And it would really impact his life if he was just dehydrated. It could literally change so many different things. So tune in June. There'll be great, great programs.
July booked?
Yes. Well, we're off to July, so we only have two shows.
I saw that the other day, so I took him out. Right.
Yes. But definitely check it out. And I really encourage people, if you have any guests or people you know, I was talking to a bunch of our co-hosts about some of my favorite segments are having just interesting residents come on and talk about their life and kind of how, and I think those are the best segments. I mean, we had Otto's friend Dennis on a couple of weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
And I really, I think those are some of the best. So everyone knows some interesting people. They have interesting doctors or organizations they work with. So please call 311 or 869-6311.
Or anybody with a freakish side.
Listen, that's right. We're open here. There's no judgment.
No judgment. I like that. This is a no judgment radio.
No judgment. So come on. But I really, and if you want to be a co-host, come on. And that is just, you just call 311, yes, for me, and I can reach out to you.
Oh. You know what we'll do? We'll go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.